Hello and welcome to this podcast for the English course at Geisenheim University. My name is Lukas Kämmerer and I'm being interviewed by Clara, my roommate and journalist friend. Today this podcast is about the wine region Rheingau. Clara, start asking your questions.
All right, thank you. I would like to get started with some general information about the Rheingau. Maybe you can tell me something.
Yes, of course. The Rheingau is one of 13 wine regions in Germany. It's really famous for its Riesling, which makes up 78% of the 3,200 hectares, which sums up to 32 square kilometers. The Riesling is very famous all over the world because of its high acidity, and because of the high acidity, it can be storage very long to become really ripe and good vines. The second most known cultivar, Pinot Noir, takes up about 12% of the space for wine growing in Rheingau, and it's particularly famous in Assmannshausen, where the most famous Pinot Noirs come from. The rest of the Rheingau, it's they are growing several different cultivars of wines there, and it would take too much time to sum them all up, so the rest is red or white berries. Everything is possible.
All right. And why is it that the Rheingau is actually good for growing wine?
Yeah, so the Rheingau has really great growing conditions for wine because the Taunus, it's above the Rheingau and it's a big forest and it stops the flowing cold air to get down in the vineyards. So there will be less possibilities to become freezing temperatures in spring, but also really cold in winter. So it's always quite nice, so we don't get any freezing damage at the vines. Also, it's in the summer, it's really nice because it's always warm, well, not always, but most of the time, and it has really many sun hours, so the berries, they can ripen really good and sum up a lot of sugar, so the fermentation process becomes really good and the vines in the end become really, really nice.
All right, and those great wines, where can I actually buy them?
So Rheingau has a lot of small wineries, but the one of some of the most famous wineries are Weingut Künstler in Hochheim, Weingut Allendorf in Österreich-Winkel, and Weingut Georg Breuer in Rüdesheim. Those are the most famous and also, I think, the biggest wineries in Rheingau. But there you can always search for smaller wineries all over Rheingau, and they will always like to present you their best wines, and you will find everywhere something good to drink.
All right. And are you actually from the Rheingau yourself?
So me, I'm not directly from the Rheingau. I'm from Rüsselsheim, which is on the other side of Hochheim and Flörsheim, which is a part of the Rheingau, but there's the Main River in between. But Rüsselsheim used to be also a wine-growing city, but in the medieval ages, so there is not actually any wine there anymore, except for one small vineyard. And this vineyard was planted in the 80s in the city because they found a document which is the first documentation of the cultivar Riesling. And this was made in 1435 by the Count Katzenelnbogen, which was a really famous count in this region. And there is the document which led to the only vineyard in Rüsselsheim. Yes, but for me, I came to the wine business or the wine growing in my trainee. And I started my trainee in Kostheim at the winery Frosch, and which is right next to Hochheim, for those who don't know where Kostheim is. And it's a small family-owned business and with only 6 hectares, but it's really nice there and I learned a lot, so I could present to you all my knowledge about Rheingau. Yes.
All right, then. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you very much for helping me out, Clara, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this little podcast. We see us next lecture, and I hope you enjoyed. See ya. Bye-bye.